This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
Let's do it, boss man.
All right. I'm boss man.
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
I'm a boss man.
All right, I'll take it. Are we leaving that in? So people know?
I think people know.
So people know. Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. We are excited to learn with you and to grow with you today. I'm Gabriel Conti, one of your hosts here, joined with my other hosts, Chad Masters behind the mic. Nice. And Zach Staines.
Well played. What's up, boys? What's up? How are we doing? Chad, how you doing all the way in sunny Florida, baby?
I'm peachy keen. It was rainy Florida today, but I'm not mad about it.
Was it?
No. It's cooler, right?
Oh, yeah. Cools things down. Makes things humid.
Dude, speaking of cool, you can actually submit your own prompts over on our website.
That's
PromptUsPodcast.com. It's a really cool way to, let us know what you're thinking about. Let us know if you have any prompts, questions, queries, even if they're just things like, how many toes does Gabe have? That's a good question. You can prompt that.
Yeah, because people don't know, but I have...
two extras.
No.
Guess you're going to have to wait for the next podcast.
I have two extra. I have two extra toes from my normal eight.
Do you guys know that pinkies will eventually just become extinct because they're like so unnecessary for balance?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Pinky toes. It's
my favorite part of my hands and feet.
Is that...
How are you meant to drink tea?
Is that facts?
How are you meant to drink tea, bro?
Bro, wait. Before we get into this prompt, do you guys know why they would do that and why that's a fancy thing?
Why? Why is that?
Dude, at that and in those old days, whatever the aristocratic periods... Only the
of course,
wealthy.
Chad knows the answer to this.
In 1700,
I'm just
straight out of the fax machine.
You're aristocratic too.
But
but in 1970,
yes, Charles, mother, fetch the caviar.
So, anyways,
get out of here. Anyway, go.
So, only wealthy people at that time could afford like hot teas or coffees at that time because people didn't have water heaters. They didn't have stoves. They had like dirt, right? And so, it became a thing where. People would make these little cups with a little hole for your fingers, and to keep them from burning their pinky, they would hold their pinky off. And it became a fancy thing because only the aristocratic wealthy people could afford those hot drinks, and it became a thing where that's what it was just known for.
Everybody else just had dirt.
Everyone else just had dirt. Oh my gosh, dude, I'm crying.
There was no middle class.
They didn't have like stoves and ovens. They just had dirt. It's
like, dude, I'm preaching from the fax machine right now. There wasn't a middle class. There wasn't like a, okay financially. It was either I'm like balling and I'm eating grapes from people that are hanging them from a like a chair or whatever, or I have dirt.
Dude. Yeah. Anyway, what we're trying to say is if you want to submit your prompts, head over to promptuspodcast.com and
listen,
you can submit them there.
I don't mind having dirt.
Dude.
I'm a fan of owning the real estate, baby. You know?
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Anyway, this is not about real estate.
But Chad, what's the prompt and who prompted us today, big dog?
Well, I guess just rewinding back whenever you guys were talking about Florida, this prompt actually comes from someone from Florida. From Florida, which is near Disney. Right, which is near a bunch of other stuff. And it's about 45 minutes east of where I live with my lovely wife, Tori. Found us on Instagram.
I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
You're like, shout out. There's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/.
If you guys are watching on YouTube, you can see me do that that little lip bite thing that they do on TikTok. Like the, you know. Okay, for the prompt. Guys, the reason why we're being so lighthearted at the beginning of this episode is because this is a tough prompt. It's a real one. It's kind of I don't want to say dark, but it's a little depressing in it to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. The prompt is this from Cassandra in Orlando, Florida. How to not have a cynical view in a broken world.
Dun, dun, dun.
Coming in hot.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, do you want me to just like jump? Okay. I'll take it. Fine. since you guys are forcing me to. Basically, my initial thought when I hear this is, because I have definitely had, I feel like I'm a decently sized thinker, and I think a lot about like these things, types of things, both on like a personal and a world scale. And a lot of times it's, you get to a point where you're like, what is the point of anything?
Yes.
Legit. Yes. That's a whole book what? Oh my gosh. What book is it?
Are you talking about the apocalyptic books in the Bible?
The Bible. Is it Ecclesiastes?
Yeah. You're talking about Ecclesiastes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. I was blanking.
Everything is meaningless.
I was like, Ephesians. It's not, it's the other E. Ecclesiastes. Yeah, it's basically, what is the reference, Chad? I know you know it.
Are you talking about like everything is meaningless?
Everything is meaningless. Yeah. And basically in that book, he goes through basically the view of a lot of things from just like the human perspective, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you know, we all go through it. If you like follow everything, and I'm like basically asking the why questions of like, why does this matter? Why are you doing this? Why, you know, and you just keep going down the rabbit hole of why. There's like no point to anything, which is no.
But no, I get what you're saying, but it's just the
you can work yourself.
Yes.
By questioning every step of the way.
Yeah.
To the point of everything being meaningless. Yeah. If God isn't real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's like the way. And I know we have people who aren't also like Christians who listen to this, but I that's the way able to explain it for myself. And the way that honestly, I'm able to stay out of a lot of these like hard depressive states that I go to, because I'm able to bring everything back to the point like, okay, this is just a season. It's not from me. Mm-hmm. God, at the end of the day, like life is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. Like life is not supposed to be easy. God says it's not going to be easy. Yeah. We're going to have our valleys and struggles and we're going to go through it. But at the end of the day, like we're going to be with God. Like life is such a short little blip on the scale of eternity. You know what I mean? Anyway, life is like the first letter of the entire novel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Part of the story, but it's not the story. Yeah. I mean,
that's a really, I was hesitant to throw in the hat. Cause that's just like,
but I think it's good because I think you got to set some context, and even if it's just context for you, but I agree. I'm in the same position, you know, like if I if depression sneaks up on me, as people like to use as like the visual, but if it ever sneaks up on me, a lot of the times it throws me into a place of doubt. I just doubt everything. Mm. And I think I think that's where, you know, I talk about a lot on the podcast, and it's like, it's my brand. It's on brand now. It's my brand to be like the little things, right? But I think, you know, we can obviously get into more practical things as we go along. And I'm sure Chad's got like 47 points that he's going to crush out in 1 second.
I don't have four now.
But for me, like, I guess being cynical is a proactive choice. And a lot of times we can fall back to a cynical state where we are just like, everything sucks. Everything just is the worst or whatever. That sometimes can be a default. Actually, a lot of the times can be default because we are in a broken world, right? Mm-hmm. That's the default. But for me, like, I just have to a lot of the time choose to not and go, hey, look, God's given me so many blessings that I need to go, you know, I can be cynical about it. Oh, my house is too small or this. I'm cynical about life. Or I can go, yo, it's so awesome to have this great house. Or, you know, it's a proactive thing. I guess that's what
it's also a habit that you need to build.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I've started going through depression. You figure out ways to like kind of like self-censors in a way where you can sense when
it's like a Tesla.
Something, yeah, exactly.
It's exactly like a Tesla.
Autopilot. Elon out here. The what is it called? Neuralink.
Neuralink is legit. No, but it's like you can sense when things are about to shift.
Yeah, or just emotionally when some bad feelings are kind of rising up. And I have gotten to the point, kind of intentionally/unintentionally, to where once I start kind of feeling those really negative emotions, I figure out what it is that's kind of making me cause what is causing that.
Yeah.
And when I realize what it is, I'm able to not disguise it as a blessing, but realize it as a blessing. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out about this work thing that's giving me anxiety. Say it's like finishing this video on time. It's giving me anxiety or whatever. And I'm like, wait, what a blessing it is that I'm able to have a job that I enjoy I, you know, like that most people that aren't able to shift, have. Right? Yeah, yeah. It is a perspective shift and it's very difficult to do. I'm not saying that I'm not good at it, but it's something that I'm trying to incorporate as a habit in my life that I'm able to like find the positive in something rather than the negative. Cause you can kind of find both in everything.
Oh yeah. Everything has a consequence. Right. And like, but I think, I love what you're saying. Just highlighting that that perspective shift of going, okay, actually, I'm going to respond to it. It's how you respond to it, Chad. It's how you respond to it, my bro.
Well, I love what you guys are saying. Do you care if I share a story about perspective?
100%.
It may take a few minutes, but I really hope that
share your perspective
to your life.
I was waiting for him to put an ad in here, but we should actually just put the ad in.
What did you say?
I was saying I hope it adds to your life.
Oh, no. Oh, we both tried to do an ad spot. Oh, anyway, enjoy this ad. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and
process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
So this story really impacted me. I read it whenever I was in college. I didn't go to Harvard, nor do I want to go. I just got the shirt because one of my friends did, and I went to one of his soccer games. Anyways, shout out Justin. Love you, man. Anyway, okay, back on track. So there's this taxi cab driver, right? And he's on his last ride of the night. And he was scheduled to pick up this woman at like 11 p.m. And he pulls up to this old house and he sees that there's one light on and it looks like there's no furniture. So he's kind of interested by that. And he just wants to go home. And he's like, you know what? You know, he called her and she didn't answer. And he's just like, you know what? I'm probably just going to go home. I don't want to do this. I'm tired. I just want to go home. And he feels this kind of like a prompting, I guess. Shout out, prompt us. And he goes and knocks on the door. Then he hears some shuffling around. And then this old woman opens the door and she has like a suitcase and that's it. And she hands it to him and she grabs his arm and he walks her to the cab and he helps her get in the cab. And she wanted to sit in the front seat. And so she's like, by the way, do you mind if we take a detoured route? And he was like, well, no problem with me. I mean, it's your money, right? And she had him drive over here, which is where she learned how to ride a bike. Then she drove to this part of the town where she had her first kiss and drove to this part where she used to get dancing lessons, but now it's a grocery store and all this stuff. And he's wondering, what is she doing and all this? And, you know, and it's happening for a while. And it's about 4 or 5 a.m. now. It's happening for hours. And they pull up to this place where he's going to drop her off. And he realizes that it's a hospice clinic, right? And if you guys know what hospice is, it's typically a place where people will go that are going to be passing away soon. And then it dawned on him. He said internally, while this was just my last cab ride of the night, this is her last cab ride ever.
And oh, wow.
Perspective was everything. There was two people in that car experiencing two very different things at the same time. And it shocked them and it changed them and it challenged them. And I think for us, whenever we are going through things, are we just looking at things and how they impact us? Or are we looking at the bigger picture, which is what Gabe is saying, which is like, I don't have to do this. I get to do this. What a blessing. Mm-hmm. But we have to shift our focus from not standing too close to the trees that we actually miss this beautiful forest that we're around, right?
Yeah.
And so, but I think like practically speaking, I would want to answer this one question, right? What is causing the cynicism? And then once we know that, what do you do with it? And so, Cassandra, I would just to answer your question is, what's causing the cynicism? Is it the constant negativity and fear mongering that the media portrays? Yeah. Am I allowed to say that? Is that okay with everyone? Yeah. You know, because that's what they're doing. You know, this is absolutely what they're doing. Yeah. And so, is it that, or is it the constant comparison that you deal with that we deal with by looking on social media? Yeah, is it the constant pressure that we feel from going from test to test to test to test in college, or obligation to obligation to obligation with our career?
Yeah.
What is it that's causing us to be cynical, especially at a young age? I know I'm someone who's can be very cynical, and I have to actively work on not being cynical, because my natural like knee-jerk reaction is to just get down and be like, oh, this sucks. Everything sucks. I'm not gonna lie. That's how I get in a lot of ways, where some people are kind of shocked by that, because I tend to be kind of positive, but the reason I tend to be kind of positive is because I'm actively fighting that battle of not letting things get me down.
Yeah.
And I think in addition to the actively fighting, you have to be aware, like when Chad, when you were naming off all the different things like negativity in the media or all this stress because of your tests or whatever, or those obligations, things that that tend to cause stress or things that tend to be negative in some way will spawn more negativity mm-hmm. in life. Yes. So if you're stressed, more stress is going to come from stress. Yeah. Like if you're constantly listening to negative media,
yes,
that negativity is going to come onto you and you're going to carry that around. Like I had to stop. I mean, last year the news was just like crazy. So I had to stop watching the news for a while because I just couldn't. It was so, it felt like so much weight and in information, negativity. And once I stopped, I was like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay. I don't need this much.
Yes. You could take a day at a time rather than being like the whole world's about to implode.
Yeah. And kind of like understanding how much negative information I can actually take without it affecting who I am as a person or like
self-awareness
having me, and having me spiral into a depression or anything like that. Like you have to know, and like you're saying, Chad, what was it that you said at the end of what you were just talking about? Like the surrounding yourself with positivity and actively like pursuing the positive things rather than the negative things.
Well, that then Chad, what you're saying, exactly that. Chad gave a great example that he knows he is self-aware that he's typically cynical. So instead, he goes out of his way to be positive, to encourage other people. Like that's one of my favorite parts about Chad is that he's so outwardly positive and encouraging. And I know that that's not just like built in. I know Chad works hard to do that, you know, because of just everything. I think we all have to. And I think that leads me to my second point of two. Chad did his points in order this time, so it threw me off. I was waiting to go backwards. But
or I'm going
to
start with 0.7.
Dude, legit.
And work backwards to 0.5.
That's right. And that's what we're going to end there. But I just, it's also about if you feel like you're being cynical, who are you surrounded by? I mean, we talk a bit about that all the time, but not only like what content are you taking in, but who in your world, who do you live with? Mm-hmm. And it might be a brutal question because you might live with family. And I know for me, like I've lived with family during seasons that they've struggled, and it's really made me a cynical person because whether I feel like I need to support them or whether it's like, oh, I need to make up for them. So I need to be the over the top positive what does Chad say? To put his dirty clothes up on the line? Is that what you say?
To air out your dirty laundry. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Like when my parents were getting divorced.
Did you just say put the shrimp on the bobby? Is that what you just said?
Bro, I'm out here just like opening my heart up and Chad just comes in hot. Put the shrimp on the barbie.
He goes to air out my dirty laundry and then goes, when my parents are getting divorced, and then you come in.
Shrimp on the barbie. Guys, there is a delay. There's a delay on this, okay?
I know.
Oh my gosh. The Skype lag.
It's saying that you'd do that on purpose if we were in person too, so. But anyway, when my parents were getting divorced, shout out parents. Woohoo. So for me, I felt like I need to. Okay, this sounds like bad. I'm not trying to trash
anyone. I know you have a good relationship with both of them.
My parents are super happy. They're super and madly in love with their partners now. It's super cute. Anyway, when that was all happening, a big thing for me, my personality type or whatever it was, I felt like I needed to be. We talked about it the other week, Chad. Toxic positivity. I felt like I needed to be the one who was holding it together for the whole squad, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's almost, not to flip everything on its head, but in the same way, being that toxic positive is also not great either. It's okay to be a realist, right? But it's the nature in which you do it. Are you doing it in a joyous nature? Oh, I'm being a realist in a joyous way, or I'm actually just cynical about all of it in a realistic way. Like it's
you don't want to be making up lies to yourself that things that things are good.
Yeah.
You find the positives that are true and actually there and focus on those.
Yeah, and actually, you know, and go, hey, okay, cool. This is my chance to hang out with my church friends more because, you know, I want to be surrounded by positive people, which is what I did. Mm-hmm. But I guess, what I'm trying to say is the people you're around really can dictate how you react to other things.
Yeah, well, I mean, show me your friends. We'd say it all the time. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
That's right, dude. That's right. So anyway, I was it was a nice moment, but thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Ad.
Bro, I'm so sorry.
Dude.
Literally, dude, all I heard was I like, said. What's up?
He goes, thanks, Chad. And I go, haha, thanks, Ad.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Dude, he's coming in hot, bro. Dude. Dave's just out here to pay off some loans, baby.
I love
trying to pay off my friend's loans.
Dude, yeah, by the way, sorry if there's any miscommunication there. If I'm talking, I can't hear what you guys are saying. So that's my bad.
No, Zach,
I hope you didn't think that I was being rude. All I heard was I heard clothing on the line or laundry. And I'm just like, did you say shrimp on the bobby? And then Gabe's like, and I'm like, wait, what just happened?
Dude, you don't even stress. And honestly, I'm really secure in my past. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. So I'm not like, bro, that was like, really okay. I'm actually so glad everything happened the way it did. I cannot complain about that. So dude, do not stress.
Okay.
Bro, I get it. I get what that's like. We have any episodes that I do on the other on your end? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Stress, bro. So, that's funny.
I guess just to bring us back, I think that it's, you know, I think this is such a simple tip. This is like, it's going to sound almost stupid, right? But good in, good out, bad out, right? It just like what you guys are talking about with friends.
You are what you eat, bro.
You know, it's like if you eat Taco Bell at 11 p.m., at 11:15 p.m., you're probably going to be having a bad night, right? Okay, bad in, bad out.
You're probably
going
to be pooping Taco Bell.
Yeah, right? It's like, you know, can apply that to even what Gabe was saying and watching the news. Like, that's like, wow, if you know that you're becoming paralyzed by the constant negativity that's around you and you feel like you're inactive, then you have to stop, right? And so we need to take an inventory over everything that we're taking in, right? Because everything we take in impacts what's inside, right? And so it's just like inviting someone into your house. Are they going to take their shoes off? What if they have muddy shoes? They're going to stomp all over. What if they go stand up on your bed? What if they raid your fridge? Like, they're going to impact your house for better or for worse. And everything that you intake is going to impact your mental health for better or for worse. And so,
dude, if you, fill up a cup with dirty water, the only thing you're going to be able to pour out is dirty water.
Yes. Yeah. It's it so simple.
Clean, purified, filtered water, you're going to have clean, purified, filtered water.
Yeah. Or shout out to mineral water, which actually provides you with the vitamins and nutrients you need naturally instead of chlorine and fluoride, whatever. Okay. That's neither here nor there.
And this dirt. just there's only two options. There's pure water and just dirt.
But
bringing it back around.
So my technically is my fourth note on here, okay? Which I did number one, which is what's causing cynicism. But my number four is fill your mind in what gives life, not death.
Oh, and I think
we have to take our thoughts captive. We have to be intentional about the things that we're taking in. And again, it's almost like we're beating a dead horse with what we're saying, but it's that important. Like, there's no secret remedy or pill or whatever you can do to fight cynicism other than make sure you're not putting yourselves in a place to be overwhelmed with things that cause you to feel cynical. It's like, it's so you just have to, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so on a practical level, that immediately my mind goes to translating it practically is what are you doing on your phone? Like, straight up, the correlation between depression and smartphone use, it's specifically social media use, is like astronomically accurate with one another. So what are you doing on your phone, and what are you seeing? A lot of times it's not even a thing that you're doing. It is what social media is feeding you without you trying. So you have to be very aware of, like, where all of this is coming from and understand how to stop it. So, like, maybe it is getting off of social media for a while and seeing how that affects, even if it's like a test. If you're feeling really cynical or depressed or whatever it is, go like, okay, I don't think it's from social media, but let me test it out. Let me see how I feel from deleting social media off my phone
A/B testing
for a week.
Exactly.
A/B testing.
Seriously though, but like, or if it's not that, if it's TV, like it's the news or whatever, I'm going to unplug. We, like, Chelsea and I don't have our TV plugged into the antenna. I've never had my TV plugged into the antenna because I don't even have a choice if I want to watch news or not. And I've got, gosh, dude, YouTube keeps recommending it, but I've blocked every news channel on YouTube.
Really?
Because when I go on YouTube, I want to watch a guy who bought an old town to mine in. I don't want to flip and buy. I don't want to watch, like, news that's just going to be, it's there to be clicked and it's there to mess you up. Like, it is. It really is. And so, yeah, I love that, bro. I love the whole A/B testing on what it is, but that's exactly what it is. And that's about being proactive, right?
Yeah.
If you're A/B testing, that means you're proactively wanting to change something.
I mean, I've talked about that before, and we didn't say it was A/B testing, but when I talked about, like, doing, like, creating your ideal week and how you can, like, create a schedule that best suits the way you work and what you need to do, in the same way, you can test things in your life to see how you react. And sometimes you don't know how you're going to react. And then once you create, do the A/B testing, you can figure out more and learn more about yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's about believing that God has given you something really incredible to work with here. Like, to even be proactive on A/B testing. I love that we've just locked into that. But there is a part of you that's got to believe. And that's where obviously our Christian faith comes in. For me, it does, right? Like, I believe that, you know, Jesus died for me. That's pretty hectic. Like, and so when I think about that, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm pretty sure Jesus would want me to live a fulfilled, joyful life, not a cynical, negative life, you know? So anyway, I love that, bro. That's so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why I unfollowed everyone on Instagram, because I still need Instagram for my job. I need a post and whatever.
But you turned it into a tool rather than a communication space.
So, like, there are people who DM me, but they're like my friends. It's like if someone's texting me. So it's so different. It's not I can't see what people are posting. I can't compare myself to other influencers. I can't. And originally I had muted everyone that I was following. I just went through and muted every single person I was following, but I could still see their stories. But I knew that I was on the right track. So I'm like, let me just next step. You know, let me just unfollow everyone. So I just did it. And I haven't, it's been probably, I don't even know how long it's been. Over a year for sure. I haven't followed anyone besides like Jess and like basically our family business, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like I remember when you did that. And that's the crazy thing about the world that people that we're growing up in now is that I thought it was crazy that you did that. I'm like, bro, but like I just couldn't get it through my head. And I look back and I'm like, duh, like that makes the most sense to do. But it's just like, it's bizarre the world we're conditioned in where it's like, you have to watch the news every morning. And it's like, no, you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy the newspaper. When your dad's reading the newspaper and he's just telling you all this negative stuff, you don't have to listen to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be hard. Maybe find an excuse to chat about something else. I just think that's where really putting in those boundaries, baby.
Boundaries.
Being sad on those boundaries.
I actually told Jess that the other day. Like she was telling me some stuff. I don't know. I think it was some stuff like that was going on in social media or whatever. And she had told it to me one day. And I think it was the next day I let her know. I was like, hey, by the way, if any of that stuff like comes up again, could you just like not tell me about it? Cause it affected me pretty bad yesterday. So I don't want to hear it. So I just like asked her like, hey, just don't share that information with me. That was probably last week when I asked her that. And it's just like, just knowing the way you react to stuff and being able to kind of like positively adapt the information that you're intaking. And obviously you can't control everything, asking my wife to be like, hey,
she
like,
respects it.
And she knows that like I deal with mental health issues. Yeah. So it was beneficial for her to not.
Dude, I mean, Chelsea would update me every day because we're getting married about COVID numbers. And I just had to be like, babe, it's okay if you want to look, that's your choice. But I can't take this on every day. She can handle it better, technically. Mm-hmm. Like Chelsea can deal with it better. I'm like, oh, it just freaks me out every time.
Yeah, I really like the idea of just growing in our emotional equity. Sorry, Zach.
You have to bring it back around.
Dude, emotional equity. Whew, that is good, eh?
That is good.
We should emotional equity by prompt.
We need to figure out what it means first, but it sounds really good. Sounds clean.
Dude, our podcast is just us telling stories that we don't understand and words we don't fully comprehend. It's just us just throwing out like mitochondria. How about we play a game? Who knows the biggest word out of the three of us?
It's Chad for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Chad for sure. It's like, dang.
Yeah, I'm already
at least
like,
play the game.
And
what's up?
Yeah. Well, I did. No.
Gabe was homeschooled.
I was homschooled. There's no
six letters tops.
There's no
more than six, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, I'm not even gonna go down that rabbit hole then because it was just like dang. At least play the game with me, boys. What the heck?
Sorry, bro.
Okay, you go first. What word do you smart word?
I only know one really big word that freaked me out, which is this word is pancreatic oduodenectomy. Means to remove cancer from a pancreas.
I formally withdraw myself from the competition.
Chad wins by default again.
Okay, back on track. I love what you guys are saying about like, you know, knowing yourself, because even in scripture, it tells us to do that, right? In Romans 12, verse 3, I'm going to read the entire thing, so buckle up, everybody. It says for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith of God has distributed to each of you. And it's just like most people read that and they get upset like, oh, I'm not supposed to think highly of myself or I'm supposed to think less of myself. And remember, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less, right? And so this is not you bashing yourself mentally, but it's given a sober assessment where Gabe expressed, hey, listen, this brings me to a dark place, brings me to a bad place, and I just can't hear that. It's hard for me to. And Zach did the same thing where that makes me anxious. And so we each have the opportunity to say to ourselves, hey, I understand that this is important, but I also know that I don't feel like myself whenever I take this stuff in. I feel stressed out. Mm-hmm. I feel anxious. I feel depressed. I feel cynical. I feel like not the person I want to be, right? Mm-hmm. And no one has the right to make you feel like the person you don't want to be, right? And you're responsible for yourself. Gabe says it all the time. You're not responsible for anyone else's reactions. You're responsible for yourself. And because of that responsibility, we need to take ownership of it. And people are not going to obey boundaries that we don't put in place.
obviously. Yeah. And so we need to look at our environment, whether it's like you guys said, social media or friends or family or work or anything else we have going on in our life. And we have to make a sober assessment. Is this good for me or is this bad for me? Does this bring life or does this bring death?
Mm-hmm. You are a product of your environment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're absolutely straight a product up of your environment.
And you can change your environment in ways that turn you into a better product.
Yes.
A more mm-hmm. positive product. And yeah. I think that is something that we should all strive to do.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Prompt Us. And remember, you can follow us at Prompt Us Podcast on Instagram. That's our handle, at Prompt Us Podcast. And that is where you can submit prompts that will be topics that we discuss in future episodes. Appreciate you guys tons, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.